We're back here on the Daily's post-game show. Predators fall 6-2 to the Edmonton Oilers. A rough night for the Predators. They had been playing some good hockey. They had had points in 11 of their last 12 games, but tonight they were ambushed early, and the Oilers never looked back. In fact, looking at our Facebook questions here, Denise Murtha has a good question. Where are the Predators tonight? Don't know who's playing out there in this first period, but the boys in gold just did not have the mojo working. Let's bring you the highlights of this one. Let's pick up the action in the first period. And right off the bat, Nashville out of the gate, struggling to get shots. That was the case Saturday night against Columbus, but they were able to get it going eventually. But the Predators on this five-game homestand, that seems to have been a theme at times, struggling to really get the skates going and get the offense working. But tonight, unlike some of the other nights, they never really did get on track. In fact, let's hold off on the highlights just for a moment back at the studio, and we'll bring in Brent Peterson, who is going to join us. The team is heading out, boarding a plane to get to St. Paul, Minnesota, and they will be heading up there to play the Minnesota Wild tomorrow night. So we're going to get some analysis from Brent Peterson, who is with us. Can everybody welcome Brent Peterson? First of all, thanks to all of you that have stuck around after this one. And Brent, this is not the most fun night to come up and do this.
I get the tough gigs, don't I?
Yeah. But rough one tonight. And really, I was just sort of explaining. It seemed like there were some games on this five-game homestand where the Predators didn't get off to a good start, but they were able to overcome it with some good goaltending, hanging around in the game. And eventually, they got their legs working. But tonight, just got burned early, and really the Oilers never looked back.
Well, to put it bluntly, we've been dealing with fire for a while, and Peckett's been saving us. We had played poorly at times and got through it, so I think we thought we were doing okay, but we hadn't played up to our capabilities. We have several players, top players, and right up and down the lineup who aren't playing their very, very best, and we're the kind of team that needs a total effort and the very best from all of our guys all the time. And right now, we have a lot of guys that are playing like the shadow of what they played last year, so it's all individual effort, and it turns into team play. And the one thing that I'm concerned about is I've never seen our team not play together all through the year. And right now we're not playing hard all the time like we used to, and that's a real concern. So we've got to make some adjustments. But you know, at times we look really good, and at times we're frustrated. But what's happened is we've got a little. It was an adjustment game. Pekka didn't have his best night, but he's been great for the whole year, and it sort of skewed how we really played. So I think we just got to get out on the road and get our team together and get working again, because it started ugly, it got uglier, and it was a serious ugliness at the end.
You know, and I thought,
you know what, I'm trying to be positive, because we had some guys. Colin Wilson's playing well. He's playing hard. He's going down the corners, and Craig Smith's trying, but he's just, nothing's going right for him. He's having a tough time right now. Hornquist is going to the net and working hard. Suits and Webbs are playing well, but they're trying to do too much at times. But we just need more people. We're not a team that's going to dazzle you with the slick pass. We got to play a team game, total committed effort every night, and we've done that in the past. And because of Pekka's great play, we sort of got really lost in it. So there's no secret. Get back to work, get your work boots on, and start playing together.
What does Edmonton do well to get you back on your heels? They look pretty impressive tonight.
No, they finished last for a few years, so they got the top pick for like 4 years in a row, 3 years in a row. And you get the top pick, you get the great players, and they are fast, and they have got some young guys that have NHL experience now, and they shoot the puck and they can create a lot of things. Chicago went in there the other night and got blown out 9-2, so they can do it against every team. So it wasn't a surprise, but what you have to do against them is, instead of giving them time and space, you have to be good angles, you have to be in their face, you got to compete, and we didn't do that.
And they certainly got their confidence going in that first period. In the second period,
we were great.
We score. Yeah.
We score on any of those chances, and we're right back in the game. The momentum's on us. They have a little bit of, they start to pucker up, and they start to have a little bit of, but then they score the fourth goal, and we're done.
But in that second period, I think you made a good point, though. They started to get a little tight. Yeah. They were turning the puck over, but just nothing would go in. I guess you got to credit their goalie there some.
The goalie played well. They got two posts, and one of those nights. But see, you know, we don't like to say the hockey gods got us back for playing poorly in Pekahan, but it's such a good league, and it's so close, and the intangibles are just there. And if you don't do the right thing all the time, you're going to get beat because the league is good. The good players, good coaches, other teams are good, and you got to be at your best every night or you're going to get beat. And that's just the way the league is. Nobody's bad. Just look at Columbus. They had a bad start, and now they've won three in a row, and they go into Boston and win, or get a point. They come here and win. They go home and win last night. So they're on a roll now. Nobody's bad. Everybody has good players. Everybody has good teams. And you have to be at your very best every night, and we haven't been as a group. We've had been a few here and there. But as a total group, it's been not what we want.
Speaking of it's a good league, here's another team that you've got tomorrow night that's feeling good about themselves now, the Minnesota Wild. They've been very good.
See, I get to talk to some people in Minnesota. I get to start talk to some people in Dallas. And you know what they said to us? They said, we have less talent this year, but we have more natural predator. We have more natural predators. We're working harder together. So people have taken a cue from us how we, you know, in the last few years when we had maybe less talent than Detroit, maybe less talent than Vancouver, but we went head-to-head and we just worked, and we just... So what I'm saying is we have those people that are here, but they're not playing right now as a shadow of what they played last year, some of our guys. And Minnesota and Edmonton and Dallas have taken the way we played, and they got their teams together, and they're playing hard, and they're doing it every night, and they're committed, and they're playing well, and they're tough to beat.
A compliment to you guys what you guys have built, but at the same time, you got to get back to that identity.
Identity is totally right, and they're doing it right now, and they're winning how we've done it in the past, and they've taken that model, and they've worked hard, and we haven't been together in the past, and we beat those teams, and they haven't made the playoffs because of that. Now they've got a good, solid team. They're not great on paper. You look on paper, and they're not any better than a lot of teams, but they're together, they're working hard, and they're getting good goaltending. And right now we're just getting good goaltending, and we've got about half a team playing on individual nights. And I can't be any more blunt or any more honest than that, just the way it is. Our guys have to play better as an individual and then better together, or it won't work.
All right, now, we've heard your take. Something tells me that downstairs Barry Trotz is sharing some of the same thoughts with the Nashville media. Let's see if we can pick up a little bit of Barry Trotz downstairs.
We had a game plan to go into it. We didn't do it. Therefore, it didn't work. As I said to our guys, we went in with what we wanted to do, and in the first period we did zero of that. We did absolutely none of what we set out to do before that. And I don't think it was anything to do with Edmonton. I know Edmonton. You know, they did some good things in terms of in the neutral zone, but we didn't execute at all. First shift, it was an example. We get it, we carry it to their blue line, turn it over, and they get an odd man rush and great scoring chance. And come on, let's keep it simple early. I think they had four guys on call up on the fence. We didn't take advantage of the youth they had back there. Well, we were going to say we're going to see how the game went, and then we would make that decision. But I was going to split them, yes. So I didn't want to subject.
Talking about the goaltender decision coming up tomorrow night, and so Brent, with Anders Lindback coming in there and playing a couple of periods, certainly the option is there to bring Pekka back tomorrow night, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I think Trotsky, it's a big game, so we'll just have to see how he feels. I thought Lindy was fine, but everything went in tonight. Nothing went in for us, and we were not solid like we need to be. And it's when other nights we've had goaltending every night and they've found a way to win and not playing that way. And now tonight we didn't get the saves we needed to early, and I'm not blaming them because they've been great, but they didn't stand on their head like they have in the past and save us tonight. So,
and maybe the silver lining, and not that you ever want to get beat like this, but the silver lining is you see what it looks like when you don't have
exactly
goalies erasing all of the mistakes that are being made.
Exactly. But the thing about it is the mistakes are being made, and I'd rather see a guy go hard and make a mistake than be tentative, cautious, and slow. And right now we're tentative, cautious, and slow as a group and certain individuals. And if you do that, you're dead in this league. You stand around and watch, they're right by you. So we have to be aggressive and bold and go after people and be assertive. And right now we're so the defense is, a lot of the defensemen are worried about giving the puck up. Well, they go slow and they're cautious and they give the puck up. So I'd rather be bold and assertive and go do things hard and make mistakes doing things hard. And then you get out of it that way by being safe and back, always backing up. You're not serving anybody well. So right now we're in a little bit of a funk and we'll get out of it. And we always do. We always get them working. We get guys adjusted around, get some lines changed up, get some D playing a little bit better, and we'll be all right. But it all accumulated tonight, all the stuff that's gone on for the last, we've got points in it. We've only had one regulation loss in the last 11 games.
Right. I mean, I was going to end on that note because despite all these things that you feel like can be better, this team was still figuring out a way to win.
We had the best record in the NHL the last 10 games. And me watching the game, I wasn't happy with the way we were playing. But we were there, so it was a correction game. Hopefully we can learn from it and get back on our horse tomorrow night.
Well, Brent, we appreciate you coming up here, and we'll see what happens tomorrow night.
I'm going to be in a lot of trouble saying all those bad things about the way we played, but
hey,
that's the way I see it. I got glasses now, so I can see.
Brent, thanks for coming up
all
again.
All right, thanks, guys.
Brent Peterson joining us here on our Fifth Third Bank Nashville Predators Radio Network. This is the Daily's Post Game Show. We're back after this on Nashville Predators Hockey.